Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I'm going to be as angry as those political shows you watch or listen to. Because really, I'm mad. I'm mad as you know what. I'm on my soapbox anyway, and here's the reason. There are so many misconceptions when it comes to our companion animals. Number one, and we'll talk about this with Dr. Margie Shirk. She is the editor of the Feline Journal of Medicine and Surgery, and we will talk about declaw. It's not just clipping a cat's nails. I mean, I think more and more people do understand that. It is an amputation. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. It's cutting off the last part of a digit. So bend your finger. The last part of your finger is being cut off. I mean, where you bend it. That's an amputation. I don't know how else to put it. And that is exactly, that's a good analogy. That's exactly what we're doing to cats when we declaw. Are there other ways to deal with cats scratching? Listen, cats scratch, and if you don't want a cat, don't get a cat. It's what cats do. Even cats that are declawed go through the motions, and we'll talk about why they do that and why you don't need to declaw with Dr. Shirk. Then I go on television, or I'm watching television, you know, the morning shows, whether it be the Today Show, Good Morning America, or CBS This Morning. They all carry these commercials from a certain pet food company that says, feed your dog like a wolf. Feed the wild in your dog. Well, in your little miniature poodle, there is no wolf. And even in your German shepherd, there is no wolf. Yeah, they're historically descended from wolves. And we'll talk with Kelly Gorman Dunbar about how ridiculous that notion is. And to train your dog like a mother wolf would bring up a pup? Huh? But there are trainers that support that and say that. On their websites, we train dogs like wolves. Well, what does that even mean? And why would you want to do that? What would be the motivation behind it? And incidentally, let me go back a little bit here. Yes, dogs did evolve from wolves. They evolved from a wolf species that for millions of years has been extinct. And the gray wolf, you know, the wolf that is most common in the United States, that's the wolf that everyone thinks that dogs evolved from. Actually, that species of wolf came about around the same time that the wolf species that our dogs evolved from,
that our dogs began to evolve into dogs. It happened around the same time. It's parallel. It isn't from that species of wolf anyway. So that information isn't even right. And one more thing. That's flea and tick products. The Food and Drug Administration said, you know, and I talk about the, my concerns about tick disease all the time. And they said, uh-oh, some of these products, a certain class of products, which I'll tell you about, maybe we have a problem with them causing neurological effects. So I'll talk about exactly what the FDA has been saying about all that and why they've been saying what they have been saying. But most of all, we are here for you to take your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387. And I promise not to be angry at you ever. Dwayne in California, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hello there. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling you about my dog, Barney.
Barney.
Yeah, Barney.
What's going on with Barney?
He's a little, he's about just about 1 year old. He has a, we have a chewing problem with him. We put towels in his, like a towel in his special little bed. I made him out of a, built it out of a wood box. And put a towel in for him to lay down, and you want to do that, then he wants to chew on the towel.
Where's this wood box that Barney's supposed to lay down in?
Yes, uh-huh.
Where?
Oh, it's in the house, in the bedroom. We
okay.
have a special room. We keep two of our dogs in there.
A special room for the dogs.
Yeah,
I like that.
Right.
All right, so...
Our kids all grew up, so now we have room for the dog. And he's a wonderful little dog. He's just a playful thing.
Is he a terrier?
He likes all kinds of toys.
Uh-huh.
But we're worried about him chewing on it, like we put a towel in for his bedding, and he chews hold on them.
Yeah. Is he a terrier?
Yeah, he's a terrier mix.
Yeah, perfect for the name Barney. So you've
he's
got
black and white, really marked beautifully.
Oh, so you've got a young dog here, and
right.
he's kind of just a baby, even though he's about a year old. He's still
right.
he's still pretty young, and you know some dogs, because they don't have much else to chew on, will chew what they chew on, and or mm-hmm. just like to chew on the towel. That's
right.
a good. That's actually a concern for me, because if your dog is ingesting. Actually eating any of the towel, that could be really dangerous.
That's
so
what we were really concerned about.
Yeah.
We taking them away.
Good.
Yeah.
So I would absolutely remove the towel for now. However, your dog is also saying, I want to chew on stuff. So get appropriate toys that are Barney-proof. I mean, some really heavy-duty toys. And there are many of them out there that you could stuff treats inside to motivate Barney to really work at it.
Mm-hmm.
So... One example, and there are many out there, might be a Kong toy.
Uh-huh.
So they're hard, rubber, black, or red toys.
Uh-huh.
Available anywhere pet products are sold. So
uh-huh.
you get a couple of those. You stuff treats really good inside there. Or
uh-huh.
or low-fat, low-salt peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, anything. You just stuff it in there really good.
Mm-hmm.
Barney will go at it and kind of supervise. Do it the first few times when you're around. To make sure that somehow Barney isn't chewing through this stuff, because there are very few actual indestructible dog toys.
Right,
so make
sure,
so make sure Barney isn't actually chewing through it. If he's not, that's great. Over time, when you give him these toys, you'll be able to bring back the blanket out, not tomorrow, but eventually,
right,
because then Barney's chewing on these things and isn't chewing on the blanket, and also hopefully has forgotten about the blanket even being something to chew on. And as Barney gets a bit older, we'll appreciate the fact that now I've got something warm to lay on.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, we're hoping for that. Yes, sir.
All right, so give that a try and let me know what happens.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you for calling me back.
Thank you, and say give my best to Barney and Fred and Wilma. And who am I missing? Betty. Yeah, now I've got them all. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Oh, Dino. Can't forget Dino. So if you haven't already done so, find me on Facebook. Like my fan page. Just go to pages, type in my name, Steve Dale, and you will find me. Our phone number, another way to find me, 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. You can also check out my blog, stevedale.tv, where I write about pet news. And I'll tell you, this is pet news when the Food and Drug Administration says, whoa, some of the most popular flea and tick products that we're purchasing through veterinarians. That's where Steve Dale says to go. And other people, not alone, say go to your veterinarian to get these products. And now there's a concern. I'll tell you about what the concerns are and which products they're concerned about next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. And then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, so the Food and Drug Administration is alerting you, all of you who have pets, and veterinarians and veterinary professionals, including veterinary nurses, about certain flea and tick products. And they are concerned about neurologic effects that some of these products are causing. Now, what these products have in common is a certain chemical that they all share, some a bit more than others, in those products. Let me give you the product names because you really probably don't care or know about the chemicals. So Bravecto, NexGard, Simparica, and Credelio are all affected by this. Now, does this mean you should not use the products? Well, that's between you and your veterinarian. They're saying neurological effects. Understood. But the FDA also said they're very rare. And what the FDA really wants is a label change on these products. Now, it's confusing to me because some of these products already have on their label exactly what the FDA wants. So what does the FDA want? I don't know that. Here's what I do know, that tick disease can cause a lot of problems in our pets. As I've talked about many times on the show, you don't want your dog, it seems to be common sense, your dog to get a tick disease. Fleas can cause problems too. I mean, not only disease, but disease that can be shared by us. So we don't want, aside from the fact that it's gross, right? We don't want our dogs to get fleas and ticks, or cats as well. So what do we do now? Well, one option, talk to your veterinarian. That's option number one. That's not even an option. If you're concerned at all about this, do talk to your veterinarian. Some of the answers I've gotten is I'm just not going to give my dog or cat anything. That should not be acceptable because, as I just said, fleas and ticks do cause problems. There's a reason why we have these products in the first place. So keep in mind the reactions that I'm talking about. The adverse events are exceedingly rare. And in many cases, if not all cases, getting a tick disease is far worse than any of these adverse reactions we've seen Not that that's an excuse for having the adverse reactions. Another thing to think about is there are some products like Vectra 3D, for example. So what this product does, it's a spot-on product, and it's a repellency. So the fleas don't even land, or the ticks, if they do land on the pet, they're out of there. They don't even get a chance, in many cases, if not nearly all cases, to bite in the first place. So talk to your veterinarian about what the options are, what's best for you. But two things I don't like: the idea of doing nothing and saying, I'm not going to use any product at all. I don't believe that's the right answer. Another is to go to a big box store and say, I'm going to get something that's all natural. Well, that's fine. That's a marketing term. I don't even know what that means. And many of those, if not all those products, that there's no scientific basis to indicate they'll do what they're supposed to do. So if you want a product, you want one. These products work. And the FDA is not saying they don't work. The FDA is not saying that. They're saying there's a potential here, and I think we ought to pay attention. The FDA doesn't say these things for no reason. But having said that, the FDA also says these events are exceedingly rare. She's a good friend of the show. Whenever she's in town, she stops by our studio and says, let's talk. What do you want to talk about? Well, this time we talked about something that sort of has been bothering me and bothering her as well. This notion of training your dog like a wolf. Huh? We'll find out what that means if we can decipher next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
Puppies, it's all about puppies. Dog trainer Kelly Gorman Dunbar is right here. Puppy classes are a good thing, and you've been talking about that for a very long time. Clearly a good thing. Has a good thing almost gone overboard? So now there's these puppy parties, and dog trainers are saying, bring your puppies. There's no structure to the class. The puppies just play. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing? I kind of hinted as to what I think. Is that a good thing, or maybe not such a good thing?
I don't think that that's a great thing. We do advocate what we call puppy parties at Sirius is more of a human party where you invite lots of people over and they are, you know, doing what people do at parties, milling about, petting the puppy, giving the puppy a chew toy, letting them go sit down while we do other human things and acclimating them to, you know, human life. But
and different type of people, incidentally.
Yeah, you try.
So, yeah, so I imagine at these events you want kids, you want senior citizens with walkers.
Mm-hmm.
You want a wide variety, people with beards.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to import people from Chicago because I know you're in California, mm-hmm. so they're wearing a winter coat.
Yeah.
So the puppy gets exposed to everything.
So you do, and you have to kind of plan for that, right? Because you're not going to get all those people necessarily in one room at one time. So you do ask people to maybe bring costumes or something funny to wear, or, you know, whatever. The kid should bring a skateboard or, you know, things like that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you can do this in your own home, and you can. Everyone wants to come over to your house when you have a puppy anyway, you know, so you should invite them and let them. And then you can do it when the puppy is very young and still very open to absorbing new things.
Because how important is that?
It's very important. I mean, when you're a puppy, everything is new. And they are designed to deal with and accept almost anything new, novel.
Up to a certain point. That's the trick, isn't it?
And it's, you know, and there's not a hard cut on that. There's, you know, it's a tapering line. So earlier, you've got a lot more malleability, and that really kind of, you know, fades as they get to somewhere between 12 and 20 weeks. You know, it's going, So
going to a puppy class at the age of 6 months, and you've not previously
been... It's not even a puppy at 6 months. If once those, once the adult teeth come in, that's an adult dog. Sorry, folks. Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, but there are some who suggest you don't begin puppy classes until the puppy is
fully vaccinated, or
either fully vaccinated or 6 months of age. Mm-hmm. These random mm-hmm. time periods. What's the downside of that?
You've missed the boat, the developmental window, you know, completely at that point. I mean, animals can learn just like humans can learn. Anything with a brainstem can learn, but there's a difference between learning a new skill and just, you know, having adapted something into the fabric of your being, you know. And so, you know, puppies, every mammal has that window, right, you know, of socialization, we call it, mm-hmm. where they're open to anything. And if it's a prey animal, that window is sometimes as short as 24 hours because they don't have time to sit around acclimating. And most things, as when you're prey, like a herding animal, horse or a gazelle, you got to get up and move. And most things are a threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So they have a very small window where they're like, oh, okay, that's mom. Well, that's the rest of the herd. And mm-hmm. this is the lake we drink at or whatever, you know. And then everything else, oh, no, we run. We spook, right? Well, puppies are social, and dogs are social creatures. They have a little bit longer window where novel stimuli will be accepted almost universally, unless it terrifies them, you know, obviously, then it will have a bad imprint. But, you know, they are meant to become suspicious of novel things as they get older. That's how we survive. Human babies go through that.
So you call it, or trainers call it, the fear period.
Mm-hmm.
And that varies on the individual dog. It varies on the breed.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
in general, when is that? That's what you're talking about.
They go through different levels of consciousness, basically, right? So you can get one. Some people, the science on this is very poor. Some people say it can happen around 9 weeks. I have recently done some new studying up on that, brushing up on that topic, because I had to speak about it, and realized that it was based on one very shoddy study with a lot of holes in it. I mean, if I show that to you, you'd be like, well, this is kind of silly.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. At that age, they're still actually quite malleable. So, no, it doesn't mean that a puppy can't have a bad experience at any age and then be freaked out and, again, imprinted in a poor way, you know? It usually happens more around adolescence, sometime between 18 weeks and 20 weeks. And then there's like another second round of consciousness, maybe around 7 to 9 months, and where they're like, suddenly, you know, instead of being the puppy that's like, oh, this is the big wide world and it's so cool, they're like, whoa, like that could hurt me, or I don't know that person, or, you know, what the heck is that?
Excellent. Well put. Kelly Gorman Dunbar, always good to see you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So I am a fan, of course, of positive reinforcement dog training. What does positive reinforcement mean? Well, as we talked about, oftentimes that's food. If you're a person like me, or a dog, of course. So one example, Vitabone Artisan Treats, which smell so incredibly good. I could smell them now, making me hungry as I speak.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when.
Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. You can call with your paws if you like or train your dog to do it. So far, not a single dog has called. I want to see that changed. Hi, Lynn?
Yes.
You're not a dog?
Nope, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a cat?
No, but I do have two.
You do have two. I want a cat to call in. One of these weeks, I expect a cat to call in. How can I help you?
Well, my two cats, can clear a room in no time.
I'm afraid
when
to
they
ask.
Use the litter
yes,
box,
yes.
I mean, it reeks.
Ooh, okay.
And I was wondering if there is a type of kitty litter that would be the best, or if there is like another issue going on.
All right,
that
so here's
could be
sure. So here's
the room clearing.
So the good news for everyone is that radio doesn't yet include smell. So that's good for all our listeners. But I feel poorly for you. So one of several possibilities is going on. I want to know if it's just one of the cats that has the smelly poop or if it's both cats that have smelly poop.
I am not sure.
Okay, so
I'm
that would
kind
be
kind of thinking it's my little boy.
Okay, so that would be more interesting.
Actually, he's not so little. He weighs 26 pounds.
Oh. Not such a
and
little boy.
I say that because he can goes between 24 and 26. I always say because it depends on how loaded he is.
Okay. Now, that's my next question. Is what comes out especially loose, or is it solid and firm?
It varies. Sometimes it is a real running mess.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. I'm thinking the problem. Have you talked to your veterinarian about this?
Not really.
Okay, so what I believe you could do is take a picture. Veterinarians actually like these photographs. Take a picture of the number two in its various forms. So you're waiting for your veterinary appointment. Let's say it's a week away. So during that period of time, take some images of the poop. Bring that with the cat to your veterinarian. My guess is that it's either, you know, some of us do well. I could eat hot dogs every day and my stomach would not complain and just say, bring it on. I know other people, one hot dog, and that's one too many, you know, and they have problems. And our cats are the same way. So some individual food may disagree. It may be the brand. It may be not necessarily the brand, but the particular kind of food you're buying within the brand?
Well, I went from a what I thought was a good brand.
It might be. Let me finish here. It might be a really good brand for 99% of, you know, every individual's an individual, you know, so it may work great for your other cat, may work great for all the cats down the block, just not this one individual cat. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the brand. In fact, probably it's a superb brand that you're purchasing. So it may be the individual food, but it may have nothing to do with the food. It may be, or that individual brand, it may be a food allergy about an ingredient in the food. Or it could be, or it could be a gastrointestinal issue that needs to be solved that lots of foods your cat would have a problem with. So your veterinarian can figure out which of those is the most likely possibility. But definitely, if the poop is loose on a regular basis, that can't be comfortable for your cat. Clearly isn't comfortable for the people that live in the house. Probably not comfortable for the other cat who's got to share the same box from what you said.
It's so, funny, but he does not cover it up, his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl cat always has to go in there and try to bury it. I mean, it.
I feel badly for her.
I said to somebody once, I said, it must be a guy thing.
No. You know, so individual cats, for a variety of different reasons, will not bury their number two. And we don't even know what all those reasons are. Some cats, it's just an individual tendency not to do it. Other cats are saying, essentially, they don't like the litter. Other cats just want to get the heck out of there, which might be the case with your cat. Because it is so often uncomfortable to go, perhaps. So maybe your cat will begin to bury it once your cat is more comfortable about using the box. I definitely would think that adding a second box might be fair to your other cat, to give your other cat an option about which box to use. If you have the space, I would definitely do that, because at some point in time, she may say, the heck with it, I'm not using this box anymore. So you're lucky that your other cat has hung in there. But I wouldn't force your other cat, because this box seems at times, I mean, you can't be home all the time to scoop immediately. And and it's not your other cat's job to cover it, even though your other cat said, I'll do it, I guess. Maybe your other cat is union. I don't know. So you've got you've got your other cat doing this. So at some point, your other cat may say, I'm retiring. I don't want to do this anymore.
And somebody else told me, too, it could be because of his size. I mean,
well, that wouldn't be loose.
Yeah, 26 pounds. I mean, he's got a shape. It's more round. I mean,
well, all right. So that's an issue and an important issue. And I'm glad you brought that up. We live in a nation, you're not alone, filled with overweight cats. And as a result of the cats being overweight, there are all sorts of medical issues that are linked to being overweight or obese for cats. We know that is the case, and we know it's not healthy for your cat to be overweight or obese. So you're absolutely right about that. However, while that might explain, you're right, it might explain why your cat is not bearing the poop, it doesn't explain the loose poop, and it doesn't explain the stink of the poop. So still, same thing, see your veterinarian. Those possibilities I laid out are among the possibilities that are most likely. I suppose parasites and some other things are possible as well. So see your veterinarian and let me know what happens.
Oh, okay, I will do that. Thank you for your help and advice.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. I'll be right back. I've got to go get a clothespin for my nose. You can find me, reach me several different ways. One is to call us, 866-554-PETS. You can email Steve at petworldradio.net. Or you could have your Yorkshire Terrier come over and growl at me. This Yorkie is growling at the new baby. And I will tell you, that's a huge, huge red flag for me when that happens. And that means the dog could ultimately lose its life. The baby could get bitten. We want to avoid all that. I'll talk about how next.
Catago for Cats presents a quick joke from a cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So this whole thing about these products that the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is concerned about us using on our pets, these flea and tick products, it is kind of confusing, isn't it? So next week on the show, I thought, you know what? We'll just talk. We'll go to the horse's mouth. Don't tell them I said that. I don't mean that in a bad way. We'll go to the FDA, and we will talk to them about this.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolaner.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Fox Aligner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, twice now our Yorkshire Terrier has growled at our new baby. We put a leash on her and said no when she does this. What else would you advise? Oh, gee whiz. So here's the good news. The good news is you're writing me, and it's happened twice, which is too many times in a sense, but at least you are taking action quickly, so I'm grateful for that. So, and there are things you can do. In retrospect, for people that think, oh, my granddaughter's going to have a baby, my daughter's going to have a baby, I'm going to have a baby, possibly, and I have a pet, dog or cat, pet bird even, in the house, the time to start is even well before that baby arrives, to expose a dog, a cat, a pet bird to babies in a positive way. But it's not too late for you at all. So we have to make that association positive between the dog and the baby. How do you do that? Well, your Yorkie probably likes toys. Yorkshire Terriers love little squeaky toys. So the squeaky toy only comes out when the baby is on mom's lap and maybe dad is there throwing the toy or someone else, or maybe mom can do both, you know, have the baby on her lap and throw the toy at the same time. Have fun with the dog. That's one thing. Also, try to keep up the dog, try to give the dog attention too. So there was a study that was done about jealousy in animals, in dogs specifically. And I'm smiling when I talk about it because this whole study was done. I don't remember where. It might have been the UK. I don't remember. But here's what I do remember. The end of the study, page after page after page, essentially said dogs get jealous. And I'm smiling because we've known that for thousands of years, right? So that could be a part of this. Now, whether we call it jealousy or not, because that's a human emotion, but here's what we know. If the baby's getting all the attention and the dog was previously the, quote, baby in the house, and now there's a new kid in town, that dog may think, I want some of that love too. So be sure that the dog is getting plenty of attention. Dogs like structure. So the more consistent it is, to the best of your ability, the better it is. When the baby comes out, good things happen for the dog. So the dog isn't fed unless the baby's out. When the baby's crying, maybe throw some dog treats in the air. Maybe even better, I'm the one who invented this one, now a lot of people do it, is to have the baby throw the treats. How could a baby throw treats? Well, if mom has baby in the lap and she's holding the baby's hands in her hands and goes, wee, just like that, it seems like it's coming from the baby. Come on, you don't have to be a great actor to do that. You can do that. So that's another way in which, again, we want that dog to associate everything positive in the world to come from that baby. And when the baby does things that might worry, concern, or scare the dog, like cry or wail, that's when more good things happen. So treats happen whenever the baby cries. You get the idea, I think, and you can turn this around. But in the meantime, yeah, keeping the dog on the leash is the right thing to do. Be careful. We don't want anything to happen that shouldn't be happening. And never, ever, ever, I don't care who the dog or cat is, or pet bird, or ferret, anything, pet rabbit even. always for the sake of the pet, but also for the sake of the baby, especially, you know, this is a newborn, I believe. So we want always, we need always adult supervision, period, when there is a toddler or baby around any pet anytime. You can email, and I hope you do, email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, we talk about declaw, or better put, why not to declaw, with Dr. Margie Shirk.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Margie Shirk is here, and we are talking about declaw in cats. It's something that's been going on for a very long time in the United States, not necessarily the rest of the world. I want to back up a step or two. When I say declaw, so people are abundantly clear, what is a declaw?
Well, the term declaw is really a bit of a misnomer, as you're implying, in that the nails just happen to be attached to the last part of the, and I'll use human terms here, fingers. You're welcome to use toes as well. But they are, it's a partial digital amputation, or it's really fancy and impossible to spell word, is onychectomy. It's difficult to pronounce, too. But it's removal, it's amputation of the last part of your finger, so at the last knuckle. And that's what a declaw is.
So when you give me the finger, not necessarily that finger, and point at me and bend, it's that part you bend that you're cutting off of the cat if you're a veterinarian who does this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
A lot of the world doesn't do this. You're not a fan of it. Why are you not a fan of it?
Well, for the first off, I'm just going to back up a little bit historically. It was in the late 50s that a veterinarian out of Chicago first published about this procedure in the Journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association. From then on, it took off, and the reasons for doing this, I'm kind of sabotaging your question here, Steve. The reasons for this were, one, to protect furniture, two, to protect people from being scratched. To protect people with health concerns from being scratched. Now, the reason I'm not a fan is because if we are going to have cats in our lives, we need to recognize who and what a cat is. And part of who and what a cat is, part of what is essential for them is to mark their territory. And they do this. We don't want them spraying urine in our homes, so we need to give them other ways that they're allowed to mark. And the two other ways that they mark are marking with their cheeks, you know, rubbing against things with their bodies or with their cheeks, and the other way is to mark with their pads, with the pheromones or chemicals that we're not able to smell. We don't have the ability to smell these sensiochemicals, but these pheromones from their pads, and at the same time they're also leaving a visual mark with their claws. So if it's part of being a cat. It's like if you want, you can't have one and not have the whole package. If you want to have a cat, you need to have, you know, they need to be able to scratch. And so we really need to focus on what a cat needs in the home. So they have to have sturdy scratching surfaces, not just horizontal, but also vertical. Vertical's really important. That's how they like to mark, vertical surfaces. And that's essential.
All right, so you need appropriate places for them to scratch, but despite that, cats sometimes scratch in all the wrong places defined by us.
Right.
So the cat is just doing what cats do,
right,
but it happens to be on the sofa. It happens
right
to be on our stereo speaker. So
right,
the question is then, what do you do about it? And there are lots of answers today that are alternatives to declaw. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back in part two, and we will talk about these answers. So it's a way in which we don't have to declaw our cats. That's right. We want to encourage our cats to scratch in all the right places. And now there are tools, some of which weren't available even like a year or two ago. One of them is called Feliscratch that I like very much. We'll talk about this next week. It's like a natural way because it's a copy of the semiochemical interdigital pheromone. That is very fancy, isn't it? That's the pheromone found when cats deposit. Anytime they scratch, they deposit pheromones from their paw pads, and that is the name of that pheromone. And this is a copy of that pheromone, which essentially is a sign on the scratching post. If cats could read, this sign, in fact, it is reading. It's like we're writing to cats. We're emailing cats. We're putting it up on the scratching post that says, "Scratch here." And it really works. But the other thing to do is behavior modification. So we want to also discourage our cats from scratching where we don't want them to scratch. So how do you do that? And we'll talk about all of that next week and much more with Dr. Shirk. We'll also have someone from the Food and Drug Administration on the show talking about this whole thing with grain-free diets and potential dangers to dogs.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time. We'll
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.